Where in the hell is this incredible mechanic you hired? He was supposed to be here half an hour ago.
Well, he's not here yet.
So Brian, what is the story? You said this guy was great.
Well, yeah, he sounded great over the phone, so.
Hold on. You hired this guy without ever meeting him?
Listen, he had amazing qualifications. I mean, the guy was a Marine. You know, the few, the proud. They're willing to work for what Lowell made.
All right, I got the 9 o'clock flight. You're gonna do the pre-flight check.
Oh, man, why me?
Because you're the one that screwed up and left us without a mechanic.
Pre-flight complete and plane ready for inspection, sir!
You must be Bud Bronski. When'd you get here?
4 a.m., sir!
4 a.m.?
I'm sorry, sir, I overslept, sir!
Well, I'm Brian Hackett. Spoke to you on the phone. This is my brother, Joe Hackett.
Pleased to meet you, sir!
Yeah. I know, but look, you really don't have to call us sir.
Oh, speak for yourself.
Roy Biggins, owner of Aeromass, report!
All Aeromass aircraft prepared to ride flight, sir!
Well, it's nice to meet you there, bud. Welcome to Sandpiper.
Someone knows me an apology.
I'm sorry, sir. It'll never happen again, sir!
Did it? Oh, my God. Oh, my God! I did it. Joe?
Sorry, I thought Joe was in here. You must be the new mechanic.
Hi, Bud Bronski.
Antonio Scarpacci, how do you do?
Glad to know you, Tony.
Don't mean to be standoffish, but... The man you're replacing, Lowell, he was one of my dearest friends, so it may take me a little while to warm up to you.
Gotcha. Did it?
Nothing to do with you, personally, you know. It's just...
I understand.
Did it? But you seem like a pretty nice guy, so maybe if I have some time later, I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
Really like that, but I'm kind of swamped.
What about tonight? You free for dinner? I mean, you gotta eat, right?
I usually brown bag it.
What do you want me to do here? Beg? Okay. Look, Lowell's history. I got nobody here, please. But you got ice in your veins?
Hey, man. Easy, big fella. I'll have a cup of coffee with you.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Oh, so, Casey, how's the job search coming?
Mel, what do you think I'm better suited for, a dry cleaning spotter or a fishmonger?
Well, it depends. What's more important to you, money or glamour?
Oh, you know who that man is? That's Y.M. Berg.
My goodness, right here on Nantucket. Who is Y.M. Berg?
He's a very famous architect. He's designed museums and libraries and some of the most beautiful houses in the world. Excuse me, Mr. Berg?
Yes?
I am a big admirer of yours. I just love your use of neoclassic lines, so spare, so crisp, you know, just totally rejecting the traditional order of ornament.
Well, thank you very much. You seem to know a great deal about architecture.
Yeah, I like to consider myself a student of all things cultural.
Casey, Acme Ritter Rodent is on the phone about that Gal Friday job.
Oh, my God. This could be my big break. Wish me luck.
Hey, Helen. Let me ask you something. How would you like to build a beautiful new house in just 2 months and do it all without hiring some money-grubbing architect? Here, check this out.
Prefab housing kits. From the lumber yard to your yard, they are prefabulous.
Excuse me, do you plan to buy a house from a kit?
Yep, all I need is a hammer and a Visa card.
I don't know, Joe. Do you really want to mail away for a house? I sort of had my heart set on a little Cape Cod with a little picket fence and window boxes.
That'd be number 8, the Nor'easter.
Excuse me, may I see that, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Hey, if you're interested... If we order 2 houses, the third one's only a penny.
I'm just curious. Is this going to be your first house?
Oh, no. We had a wonderful house, but it burned down. We lost everything.
Oh, no. That's awful.
Yeah. Happened when we were on our honeymoon.
Oh, my God. Your newlyweds and your house burned down? I can't imagine anything worse.
Yeah, now we're living with relatives.
That would be worse.
No, honey. When I thought about building my house, I mean, I really wanted to pour my whole heart and soul into it. But hell, I say we go with the Captain Toby.
No, please. I can't let you do this. Look, I'm something of an architect myself. And considering what you two have just been through, it would be my pleasure to build your house. Let me introduce myself. I'm Y.M. Berg.
Thanks, but these people are professionals.
I can see that you're going to be on a budget, so I'd even be willing to cut my fee.
Hey, I know what this is about. Housing market is pretty rough right now, huh? Must be tough finding work.
These prefab people, they seem to be doing pretty well. Maybe they're hiring.
Yeah, why don't you give them a call? Don't give up.
Well, thank you. I'll just keep plugging away. Good luck to you.
You too. Hope you find a job.
So? What were you talking to him about?
Oh, gosh. Get this. Poor guy was so desperate for work, he practically begged to build our house.
He offered to build your house? What'd you tell him?
No, thank you.
Oh, wait. Y.M. Berg offered to build your house. You turned him down. I'm gonna be sick.
Why, who's Y.M. Berg?
Who is Y.M. Berg? Okay. Architecture Monthly. Let's see. Okay. Y.M. Berg. I mean, this is just a little beach house he built in Monaco for somebody named Princess Caroline.
God, that is the most beautiful house I've ever seen.
Maybe we can catch him.
Helen, I can't believe you would insult a man like Y.M. Berg.
Like you knew who he was, Mr. Prefabulous.
Oh, me? What about you? Well, good luck. Hope you find a job. Hi. We're Joe and Helen Hackett. We have an appointment to see Mr. Berg.
Oh, yes, of course. The Hackett House.
You hear that, honey? We're a house.
He's running a little late. Please, make yourself comfortable.
Oh, great, thanks. Wow. Look at all these incredible buildings he's designed. Isn't this great?
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong?
Oh, nothing. It's just that now that we're here, I feel so out of place.
Now, Helen, cut that out right now. We're not some schmoes that walked in off the street. Y.M. Berg chose us for a reason. Frankly, I think he was impressed by my knowledge of prefab. So I just want you to relax, okay? Be yourself.
All right.
Joe, Helen, I'm sorry to keep you waiting, but you know how the mayor is.
Oh, yeah, mayors.
Oh. Don't they just? Please, come in, come in, come in.
Wow, your office is beautiful.
Well, thank you. I'll tell the designer. Oops, that's me. Okay, ice broken. Please, sit. Now, let's build a house. I've been batting around a few ideas, but first I want to hear what you've been thinking.
Well, a lot of our neighbors have the classic Cape Cod, you know, with the little white picket fences and the window boxes.
Good. Now we know what to avoid. Now, how can I put this in layman's terms? How do you feel about geometric, freestanding space?
Well,
we love it.
Excellent. All right. Now, tell me about your lifestyle. For instance, do you do a lot of formal entertaining?
Well...
Oh, constantly.
Joe, drinking a gallon of water and doing your big tummy trick does not constitute formal entertainment.
Isn't she delightful?
Mr. Berg, I've got that call for you.
Ah, thank you. I've got to take this. I'll be right back. But while I'm gone, I want you to think about chiaroscuro lighting.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, this is going to be fun. I am so glad that we are simpatico.
What is wrong with you? Geometric freestanding space, maraschino cherio lighting? Joe, why aren't you telling him what we want?
Look, Helen, you don't tell Rembrandt how to paint a portrait, and you don't tell Y.M. Berg how to design a house. Now, if you were just a little more open-minded, you would be simpatico, too. I will say this, though. We could use some fresher snacks.
That's potpourri.
Oh,
Oh, hey, Bud, hey, gotta take off now. Have you done the...
Pre-flight's done, sir.
Oh, great. Listen, man, I just want to tell you that I think you're doing one hell of a job.
Happy to be working here, sir. Happy to be working anywhere since the incident.
What incident?
Nothing. Have a nice flight, sir.
Helen, you ready? Supposed to be at YM's office at 3:30.
Ready. We're going to see our plans. I'm really getting excited.
Hey, are you going to see that Berg guy?
Mm-hmm.
Do me a favor. Ask him what he charges to do a rumpus room. I'm thinking of busting out a wall and putting in a foosball table.
You're right, Roy. YM Berg is going to give up a wing of the Smithsonian to panel your rumpus room.
Not if he don't come in with the lowest bid, he won't.
Mr. Berg?
Helen, Joe, I'm so glad to see you. We are so excited.
We are too. Oh.
Listen, this is a little embarrassing, but I was lunching with a friend from Architecture Monthly, and I happened to mention my new residential project, and, well, they want to document the Hackett House from start to finish. I hope a little publicity won't be too much of an imposition.
Well, I guess a little press goes with the territory.
Yeah, Joe, you're a real media magnet, aren't you?
Well, are you ready to see your house?
Yes, we are.
Well, all right, then. Here it is. The Hackett House.
That's it? That's our house?
Extraordinary, isn't it?
It's a seven.
It's pure form. What do you think?
Oh, well, Joe, go ahead and tell him what you think.
I love this.
I'm trying to understand how you can love a house like that.
Okay, I admit it is a somewhat unorthodox design.
It's a seven. Look, Joe, I could not have married a man who wants to live in a number. I could not have made that big of a mistake. Admit it, you hate it.
I don't hate it.
You gotta hate it.
Of course I hate it. It's a freaking seven. But he's Y.M. Berg. And, you know, what do we know? What if we're wrong and it turns out great? I don't want to be known as the idiot that turned down the Y.M. Berg house. This is just one of those real bad lose-lose things.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying we bite the bullet and live in the seven.
Okay. All right, how does this work again? The master bedroom is on top, and in the morning we just slide down to the kitchen.
Helen, he already explained why there can't be stairs.
Oh, Joe, this is all out of control. All I wanted was a little house with a nice little white picket fence, a little garden, a place where we could have a family and be together. A place that someday might have an ounce of resale value.
What am I doing? Oh, honey, I'm sorry. Why do we care what anyone else thinks? You know what? You are going to have that house that you want. Come on.
Where are we going?
We're going to go to Boston and tell Y.M. Berg there's no way we're going to live in a number.
Oh, thank you.
Now, we're sure about this, right? Maybe that seven will just blend right into the neighborhood.
Only if our neighbors bill an eight.
Did it? Oh, my God. Oh, no!
No, I did that.
Hey, Roy, let me ask you something. Mm. If you knew somebody who had something like, I don't know, some sort of incident in their past, what would you...
What are you looking at me like that for? What did you find out? Damn it, those records were supposed to be sealed. Don't you believe in a fresh start? Oh, my God!
What? What's the matter?
Nothing. Oh, by the way, that plane, where is it?
Well, if it's not here, then Joe must have taken it.
Oh, so he might still be out on the runway. I'm gonna go for a walk.
Not to worry. Already took off.
God in heaven, not again!
Okay, Bud. But what's going on? What's going on? Joe and Helen in danger? Is there something wrong with the plane? Come on.
All right, I'll tell you. I forgot to double-check the windshield wiper fluid.
That's it? I think it's about time you and I had a little talk.
About what?
The incident. Oh, come on, come on. Whatever it is that happened, I mean, it can't be that bad, right? I mean, it's not as if you downed the plane, right? Huh? Right? Huh? Oh, God! I hired a mechanic to down the plane. Oh, God. This is probably a perfectly good explanation, huh?
My kitty was sick.
Sick kitty.
I'd been up three straight nights, and Sergeant Whiskers, he just couldn't pee.
Please tell me that's your cat.
Yes.
Okay. But, focus now. Focus, okay? The incident. Are there any casualties?
No.
Thank God.
But two joint chiefs and a senator had to bail. And there's no longer a town in Iowa called Taterville.
Just tell me what happened.
I have been over that in my mind 1,000 times. Did I tighten the bolt? Did I tighten that bolt? Did I tighten the bolt?
Okay,
did I tighten the bolt?
Bud, did you?
Oh, man, I've been asking myself that. Did I tighten the bolt?
Obviously, you just have a loose bolt somewhere. I mean, there must have been an investigation.
Yes, and the Board of Inquiry cleared me.
Oh, well, so let it go.
I keep trying, but I can't shake the feeling that it might have been my fault.
All right. Listen, Bud, I've been screwing up most of my adult life, and generally, it is my fault, right? But I just try to live by this simple creed. So sue me.
So sue me. I like it.
Bud, you're a great mechanic. You're a nice guy. You just gotta learn to stay cool and not panic.
I believe I can do that, sir.
Good.
My 230 from Boston's about ready to take off, and the pilot wants to be sure you check the latch on the cargo door.
Sure did. Or did I? Did I check the latch? Did I check the latch? Did I?
Mother of God!
You know, Helen, the more I think about this, the madder I get. I cannot believe that guy almost talked me into building a 7. Not only am I going to go in there and fire him, I'm going to tell him off.
No, now, Joe, let's not make this any worse. Why don't you let me go in there and handle it?
Well, all right, Helen, but don't let him talk you into anything. He can be very persuasive.
No, not with me. I'm just going to go in there and calmly tell him that we'd like to live in a house that's actually house-shaped. Excuse me, Mr. Berg.
Helen, I didn't expect to see you.
Listen, we have talked it over, and, well, frankly, we're a little disappointed about the house.
Disappointed? I am furious! Those fussy, tradition-bound oafs on the Nantucket Architecture Board didn't approve our plans. Can you believe it?
Oh, what an outrage. Well, you sure tried. Thank you. I'll see you later.
No. I promised you a Y.M. Berg house, and by Godfrey, you're going to get one.
Well, you know, really, you don't have to. We're just not worthy.
Well, that notwithstanding, the board wants traditional, so I'm working up a little sketch.
That's fantastic.
Well, yes, for a Cape Cod, it is quite wonderful.
Oh, look, it's got a window box for every window. Stairs! Oh, God, I love it. I just love it. It's beautiful.
Oh, my God, it's happening again. What is going on in here?
Oh, Joe, I love the house now.
Look, Helen, I told you not to let that big phony talk you into anything.
Joe, shut up.
Oh, no. I want to hear this.
You want to hear this? Okay. It's a 7, and it's goofy.
Joe, please.
No, Helen, let me finish. I think you're pretentious. Your buildings are weird, and your potpourri tastes like crap. And if you think for 1 minute that we are going to raise our family in this incredibly beautiful, tasteful home, you are absolutely right. Wow. Is this ours?
Not anymore.
Hello, Prefabulous Housing.
Hi, this is Joe Hackett. I'd like a quote on the Nor'easter.
Hey, Antonio, thanks for lunch. I hope I didn't bore you with that story about my neck.
No. It was fascinating. But listen, you know, I really don't want you to think this is going to be a regular thing. I'm just not looking to replace my good friend Lowell.
I understand.
So do you have any plans for Thanksgiving?
Nope.
You do now.